Breakfast at Tiffany's by Christina Buchanan.
Percy had breakfasted on kippers and spaghetti bolognese, which had given him a touch of dyspepsia. But then he didn't normally eat breakfast. Her indoors didn't provide it. However, on a beautiful sunny morning such as this, with an array of delicacies laid out al fresco, it would be churlish not to partake. Tiffany watched him indulgently, stretched out in the sun, belly distended. No longer the slim young thing he had once admired from afar, now that her offspring had left home, their father, the worthless William, having vanished long ago, Percy and Tiffany had become good friends. Percy had chivalrously left her the remains of the ice cream, a carton of vanilla, knowing that ladies often had a sweet tooth. But Tiffany merely closed her eyes sleepily. The sun was shining. A frog croaked by the pond. A butterfly brushed against her nose. All was well in the world, but she could not move. Percy gazed around Tiffany's garden. His own garden was his pride and joy, although it required a great deal of upkeep, the endless uprooting of weeds and other suspicious plants. But he could not deny that Tiffany's had certain attractions. The fish pond, of course, providing hours of fascination as flashes of orange and gold darted tantalizingly through the water. And now this. Not another garden in Crabtree Close could compete with this. For a night visitor had overturned the dustbin and ripped open the black plastic bag inside, leaving a whiff of rank muskiness in the air and a selection of delicious morsels scattered across the patio. They were being watched. Dotty from number 7 was now staring at them from under the hedge with an air of cold disapproval. Food, in Dotty's opinion, should be eaten at proper meal times and served in proper dishes, not this unsavoury mess. Percy's tummy rumbled ominously. Dotty always made him feel guilty somehow, and he was regretting the bolognese. He would leave now, go back to his own garden, eat some grass, and heave quietly under the buddleia. But Dotty was blocking the hedge route. He would have to struggle over the fence. He looked up, feeling daunted, 6 foot to scramble, and he was feeling somewhat heavier than normal. The sweet black whiskery face of Charlie gazed down at him from the top of the fence. Charlie was the old colonel's adopted sister, Monty having answered the final bugle call 2 winters ago, now lay buried in the garden of number 13. And she had appeared on the very afternoon of his funeral, a bedraggled little stranger who had won everyone's heart. Charlie was not in the least afraid of Dotty. Leaping down from the fence and picking her way daintily through fish bones and potato peelings, she selected the ice cream carton into which to stick her pretty face, emerging several minutes later with white, dripping whiskers. Percy emitted a loud rumble and a soft belch. Tiffany rolled over and stretched, exposing her taut tummy to the sun. It was too much, this total lack of decorum and propriety. Tail aloft, Dotty turned her back and flounced off through the hedge. What on earth were things coming to in Crabtree Close?